app created specifically for horse racing. Naira Bets. We specialize in thundering hooves, fist pumping, and boosting your bankroll with robust weekly promotions and offer betting tips from actual horse racing experts. Bet all day and night, nationwide. Get the action and thrill of horse racing with Naira Bets. $200 deposit match with promo Steve200. Visit NairaBets.com for details.
The Ponds family's Country Life and Maryland Farms are the place for breeding and racing in the Mid-Atlantic. Country Life is nationally recognized for making stallions and currently stands the Mid-Atlantic's leading first and second crop sires, Divining Rod by Tappan and Mosler by Warfront, as well as Frisian Fire. Maryland's 5/8 mile training track completes the full service facilities from the folding barn to the racetrack. Join the excitement of racing with Country Life Farm, where our partnerships can take you from beginning to winning.
Horse racing fans, major daytime Southern California thoroughbred racing returns to Los Alamitos Racecourse with the LA County Fair Meet. Opening day is Saturday, June 25th. The opening day card will be headed by the Bertrando Stakes. Plus, the daytime meet will also feature a special holiday racing program on Monday, 4th of July. The 4th of July card will be headed by the Grade 2 Great Lady M Stakes. Past winners of this outstanding race for fillies and mares include champions Gamine and Finest City and the outstanding Marley's Freedom. And horse players, the 4th of July program will also feature our popular live money on-track handicapping contest. You can win one of two berths to the 2023 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. The contest format is available at losalamitos.com. Plus, our day and night weekend doubleheaders also return as our live quarter horse and thoroughbred nighttime action will follow the daytime cards. Watch all the action on TVG or at your favorite satellite facility or ADW provider. The LA County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos Racecourse. 9 days of great racing. Opening day is Saturday, June 25th. For more, visit losalamitos.com.
Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry? Because we spend millions in research and development before we ever put out a product. Because we use only FDA-supervised facilities to manufacture for us. Because what we say is in them is in them. Because they work. Because if you're not happy, I'll give you your money back. And because top trainers and veterinarians in thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, three-day eventing, and barrel racing all trust in BRL Equine. Shouldn't you? To find out more how Flexify HA, Unlock, Leader Shield, and EPO Equine can help you, contact me, Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
At the Races with Steve Wick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Wick.
We're back. Coming up on bottom of the hour, and I don't know how we're I don't know how I'm going to pull this off. We've got 30 minutes, let's start with Seth Merrow, I think.
I'm there. You'll pull it off. You're a magician. You're a magician. You'll make it happen.
You say that. we'll see. I thought I was going to pull it off yesterday, and I didn't.
Well, you didn't have me in the mix there. So, see, me, you can always squeeze, and you can leave me in the green room if you want to help things out. But I'm happy to be here today.
Well, Todd Pletcher got left yesterday, so you'd be in good company.
Oh, wow, okay, now I do feel better.
And actually, Chris Hyde, because Chris sent me a note, and let me quickly read this, because we may have to wait until tomorrow to talk to Chris. But he said that the subcommittee in the House regarding the SAFE Act, they're going to have their markup. And he said he expects it to go smoothly. So maybe we can just get, literally a real quick visit in. And it's one of eight bills in that subcommittee, the Subcommittee on Energy and Commerce, Consumer Protection and Commerce, and it's one of eight bills that tomorrow is going to be addressed. So it should, in other words, it should be coming out of committee, and Chris is going to tell us maybe estimate when it starts at 10:30, and of course it's you can watch. It's actually the second item on the docket. First is the American Data Privacy and Protection Act. Second is the Save America's Forgotten Equines Act, the SAFE Act. So the second of eight. So it'll probably, while we're on the air, maybe we can even listen in. So we'll see about I'll send out the link to the information, and we'll see if just maybe get Chris in, maybe. If not today, then first thing tomorrow morning. Seth, meanwhile, the last big visit before we take the summer hiatus to come back and get ready for Saratoga. It becomes kind of a ritual after all this time.
Yeah, we've already had a couple of meetings down here planning things out, and I drove by yesterday. Our trailer isn't there yet, but that's usually about the 1st of July things move in. So. All the equipment on the backstretch will be up and ready in a couple of weeks, and we will be back Sunday mornings if people want to tune in. And I should remind people, you can find us on Roku now, and but I should remind people the morning stuff is streamed live on YouTube. So if people out there in the listening area aren't in our local area, they can catch on YouTube live in the morning.
One of the real great services, of course, of Capital OTB, and the daily coverage on the network, and happy to be back. Seth and I will bring you Loose on the Lead for the 33rd consecutive summer, with only one interruption. There was one year we didn't do it,
and I will be wearing big ties throughout the season. Which people comment on constantly now.
Well, good, because I'm good.
I walk around the track and people are like, "Hey, that tie you had on this morning, that came from the Bic bag, right?" And I sheepishly have to go, yes, it did."
Well, for those of you that watch Seth, it's very easy to tell which ones are out of the Sacco ties and which ones are from Seth's original collection, the Seth Merrill collection. The ones that look like cafeteria meatloaf, those are Seth's ties.
That's a little extreme. I will say, if it's a solid color, it's probably mine. If it's paisley or has a little pattern to it, I've gotten it from you.
You're going to be thrilled, because I have a fresh got a fresh load of Sacco ties for you, actually.
Oh, the audience will be ecstatic, because, like I say, I constantly hear about the ties.
Well, the one tie that I have for you in a box that is wrapped, that is a gift from our friend Sally Ellen at.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, and that's a tie that you're going to have to, every time you wear it, you're going to have to acknowledge. Don't think that this is a Sacco ties. You're going to single out Sally Ellenhurst and the very thoughtful gift, because she's tired of me making fun of you. So she got you.
She sent me a note, and so I've been expecting I can't wait. I'll prominently feature it during the summer.
All right, I've got it. Except the problem is that this is one of your issues. This is why you need Sacco ties, because you can't wear the same tie. You're on 40 days. Let's say you're on. Nah, you're probably on what, 32 days of 40.
Yeah.
Okay. You. over 32 days, you can't wear the same tie three times. You might get away with a second wearing, but it better be with a different shirt and jacket combination. This is what has got to be drummed into you. You've got to keep track of this. It's a record you should be keeping along with track biases is what you wore day to day so that you know, so you won't be, so I can't get on set and shake my head.
All right. So I've got to have like a three column shirt, tie, jacket. Okay. All right. I'll work on that.
Excellent. You know what, actually, we could probably, you know what might be good, is a Twitter account. We'll call it the Seth Tracker, SethTracker.com.
That's all I need.
Folks. All right, listenership, get out there and create Seth Tracker, and there'll be a daily photograph so that they'll make it easier for you.
Twitter will blow up the first time I have the same combination, which will be like day five.
Exactly right. Oh my God! You for those of you that love Storm Tracker, now there's Seth Tracker. There you go.
We'll get Caparizzo on it.
Exactly. Now you're talking. Oh my God. Oh, too funny. Well, I can see this is resonating already. Seth, I started the show this morning noting what a crazy day of action there was, starting at Hong Kong with Happy Valley, Carlisle Bell, the great Carlisle Bell race since 1599. Churchill is rolling along here with a series of maiden claiming races. The things kind of tick up. Then later, after Finger Lakes and Delaware's got a stake today, then we've got this action tonight that is going to be really fun in Canterbury with a fabulous all-turf pick five, and I'm guessing you looked at it.
I did not look at just because I'm done by then.
That's true.
I'm already sitting in the studio because I'm going to do some Churchill this morning and then pull in some Delaware and Finger Lakes a little bit later on. But yeah, then I'm wrapped up, so I didn't. But I agree. The Canterbury program is certainly a good place to look if folks are looking for some evening action. There's no question about it. But like I say, I'm out by then, so I didn't look.
All right. Well, Churchill, we're about 20 minutes from a 50 claimer, just a six pack, and interesting to see Stellar Tap being offered in there for 50, and it's kind of a modest start to the week at Churchill. Anything at Churchill, or do you want to look at that Delaware State?
I looked at the late pick four at Churchill, if you want to go through that.
All right, go ahead, run it down.
All right, kicks off in the sixth race, as you said, maiden claimers going five. I'm 2-8-1-4. I wanted to pare it down, but I did one of my typical kind of couple of races, four deep and a three deep and a two deep. So I went four deep here because I didn't use originally Spiritus, but it has the look of a race where a fresh face may be able to get it done. It's not a particularly strong field, but I put the two on top, Baytown, get it on. The last race was the best race, but it was on synthetic. The race just prior at Churchill I thought was okay, given it was maiden specials. Move into the claiming ranks today may be beneficial. Second spot, I have KBC later off of debut that should be productive and move the horse forward a little bit. Twist of Faith does that maiden special weight to maiden claiming move, having debuted over at Keeneland against the maiden specials. And then, as I say, Spiritus, I eventually pulled in. I just didn't want the firster to beat me. Mohaman is okay with firsters. So I thought there was, a little bit of interesting breeding there. And again, it's a race that seems like a fresh face, maybe the way to go. So 2-8-1-4, and I'll use those in the pick. Seventh race, maiden claimers again. We're down to the 10,000 level, 6.5 furlongs. I have a 2-8-7-6, but I'll use the 2-8 and the 7. Bell area. Dropped down to this 10 level last time and ran fourth. And, you know, it was like a shoulder shrug kind of an effort, but compared to this bunch, it may be good enough. It's just not a particularly strong bunch, and this is a race where, you know, maybe I'll wind up on the outside looking in, but I'll take that one. Sonador on the outside has had one start at this 10 level, and it was an okay third-place finish. Went over to Indiana Grand and faced a little bit better last time and went two turns, so cuts back, drops back down. Outlaw Queen, relatively lightly raced. The debut down at Oaklawn was pretty good. Now, it was over a sloppy track, so that's a little bit of a concern because the subsequent two starts weren't quite as good. I just have a feeling, again, in this particular field, this one may be playable. So I'll use the 2, 8, and 7 in the seventh. In the eighth race, I have a 3, 5, and 7, but I'll just go with the 3 and the 5. Digital on top. Get some class relief for Brett Calhoun, and I think the class relief may be enough to kind of move this horse into a good spot today. And a little bit of class relief also, stepping out of a starter allowance last time for Lost in Limbo, was in an open claimer 2 back at Churchill, a little bit lesser, but not significantly, and won that one. So I think the class move, and Tyler Gaffleone back on board today, and he was on board 2 starts back for that win. So I'll toss that one in. In the eighth, I have a 3, 5, and 7, but I'm just going to use the 3 and the 5. And then in the finale, it's a starter allowance. Again, I'll use all 4 of mine in here to wrap things up. I have it 1, 7, 10, and 5. But don't forget on top. Nice win last time in a similar event. These are the kind where I often say, hey, why not write back? Did it in a fashion that was pretty good looking in a very similar field, and has won, 2 of the last 3. Has been 1st or 2nd in the last 5 starts. So just in good form, including the win against Similar last time. Beaten in that same race last time was Divine Leader, and beaten at 3 to 5. I'm going to put that one back in the mix because that last race has the look of maybe a little bit of an aberration. 3rd spot, I'll go with David's Gem Claim. Trainer very good off the claim. Claimed out of a win at the 16 level. So, you know, going against maybe a little bit saltier, but I think you go down the page, this horse is going to fit okay. And we have 10-1 on the morning line, and at 15-1 on the morning line, I think Rolling Fork is playable. Just seems to be in good form. Numbers are moving in the right direction. And so if we can wind it up with a little bit of a price, I didn't want to leave that one out. So again, I'll go 4 deep in here. 1, 7, 10, and 5.
Not the 10, you mean the 9.
Yes. Because if you played the 10, you would be playing a horse that wasn't in the race.
Now, you did something that I do. It's funny. I do the same thing very often when I'm doing my typing, and when there's certain horses in certain places and their odds. Like if the 3 horse is 4 to 1. And I'll transpose the 3 and make him a 4. And you did that here because that David's Gem is 10-1. So I know exactly. I know exactly the mental imagery that happens. So here's Seth's ticket, which looks like a $48 play. 1, 2, 4, 8. 1, 2, 4, 8 with the 2, 7, 8 with the 3, 5 with the 1, 5, 7, 9, and there it is. And the one horse you didn't use that I've become a fan of just because it makes me smile every time the horse runs, and that is Don Habib's Hooper Drives the Boat, Chief. The 2, Hooper Drives the Boat. It's just a great, I'd love to know what Dr. Allen, Jeff Allen is the breeder owner, and I'd love to know what the backstory is about Hooper Drives the Boat. It's great.
Scratched today, but that just leaves you looking for him. Looking for him next time. There are a lot of names like that where, man, you'd love to know the backstory.
This is, I mean, just obviously a Jaws, the Jaws reference, but it's a Foo Peg. This 5-year-old gelding is a Foo Peg out of a Lac We Met mare. Holy cow, a Lac We Met mare! I mean, she must have been 24.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy cow. Samantha, right? Because I mean, Lac We Met. Now I'm going to have to look this up. I don't have time for this, but I'll look it up separately. And I think, by the way, our filly, our 2-year-old filly, I have to check back, but I'm pretty sure, based on what I saw when it came to the Jockey Club registration, I think our name that was submitted has been approved. And what we came up with for her, she is an Irish war cry. So we got the Irish. She's out of Freedom's Flame. So the Irish freedom fighting was the thing that I immediately thought of. And she's a filly. So I had to find a woman in Irish independence history to name this filly after. And the name I came up with was Countess Constance. And for those of you that are Irish and know this backstory, the famous Contessa, Countess Constance Markovitz, who was a remarkable woman and was heavily involved and imprisoned at times and was in the provisional government in Ireland. So Countess Constance is our Irish war cry filly.
Interesting. When do we start to look for her?
Well, she's at the track. I mean, I'm guessing late summer at Saratoga. I would say the last, the last third of the meet, if I had to guess.
Nice. And Saratoga is shaping up to two. Well, all the divisions and Mind Control added to that this weekend, and it's just a fabulous race down at Monmouth. But the 2 year olds, that Money's Gold. Sheesh, I'm looking to see if she can back that up in her next start. And going back to Belmont week, I thought the winners of the Tremont and Historia were good looking. Now, will they show up at Saratoga? That's going to be the question. But you'd have to think that's definitely a possibility. And then Pletcher and Rapoli had another winner. I think it was that week, a maiden winner that looked pretty good, too. I think the two-year-olds are shaping up to be a lot of fun at Saratoga.
Well, we're going to talk. We're going to talk to Todd Pletcher about those wins and about the Belmont next, actually.
Yeah, and again, that was just a phenomenal Mind Control. And I think it was Greg Sacco I heard after the race who did say they're going to go up and go back to Belmont and then look what's available up at Saratoga. Can't wait to see him again, because that was just an incredible, for when they come back like that on the inside, just really, really, really a nice race.
You would have to think, and we'll let Todd opine, but you'd have to think that the Vanderbilt and Forgo are naturals to cut him, right back to 7/8. But he, that mile at Monmouth is right up his alley. It was great. It was absolutely, it really was great. And even though it cost me $2,500 the photo, yeah, that was tough. That was the cross country pick five. Anyway, Seth, I appreciate it, and I will deliver those ties ahead of the season, so you can really plan things out. I'm very excited about Seth Tracker 22.
I'm looking forward to it. So when are you on vacation? Are you on vacation next week or the week after?
Both. We're on vacation.
Okay.
We'll be back September. I'd love that. We'd be, could miss the whole summer. I'll be back on July 7th. The 7th. We'll be coming to you from Indiana, from Horseshoe, Indiana, where we will be enjoying moonlight on the Wabash at Horseshoe, Indiana.
Nice. Say hello to the gang out there for me. I used to have Rachel on the show fairly often when we were doing the weekday version of the show in the studio here. So say hello to the folks out there. And I myself, I'm heading out July 4th. The family getting a little VRBO on the beach up in Maine. So I'm headed back to Maine that week.
I love it. There we go. Yeah. Seth, thank you. See you in 2 weeks.
Good luck to everybody today. Have a great time on vacation, and we'll see you soon.
Seth Merrow, everybody, and I know people. I can tell. Look at the Twitter response. People just so excited about what's ahead. Todd Pletcher joining us next, and Casey will get Todd in here ASAP, so we can get a good. We'll have a good about 12-13 minutes. Should be enough time to let Todd bask in the afterglow of quite a few recent successes, and most notably, of course, another Belmont. And in fact, I had a very useful I had a very useful Pletcher. There was Seth Tracker, and I had my Pletcher Tracker. Let's see, it's over in that. It's over here somewhere. There it is. Look at that. See? It might take me a minute, but it doesn't escape too far. So, all right. So I can reference that by all rights, Todd could have 7, maybe 7 Belmont wins. I mean, think about it. It's crazy. Crazy. With the near misses. Plus, you know, the horse that, in addition to the one that Seth was hinting about, the one at Monmouth on Friday, Money's Gold. Holy cow. She was just tremendous. So we'll get some thoughts. And while we're doing it, I can also, I did not reach out to Shug. I'm just realizing, with that Stolen Holiday win, I usually don't miss an opportunity to get, and how about Shug, how about the Indiana, win at Indiana? Was that yesterday or day before? What's the, today's Wednesday? I think it was Monday. Shug with a winner. Well, Case, I sent him a note, sent him a text, and he may be. There is the possibility that he's that he's not picking up out of protest after having been left in the green room yesterday. He didn't seem to, yesterday he said, you know, he gave me a thumbs up. He said, no problem. All right. We'll see what, wow. 0-3. All right. We still could oots out 10 minutes. If not, then we may have to, well, we can always kick it back, and try tomorrow. Okay. So if you don't, you could always, you know what? You could go to Chris too. I mean, if we are absolutely not getting, it through to Todd. All right. If that's the way it's got to be, then maybe that's the ticket. All right. In the meantime, let me take a look. Well, it was noon that Andrew Offerman mentioned about Canterbury. So you're not going to get those changes for another half hour. All right. Look for them at the bottom. And what I'll do is I will. As soon as they come out, then I'll get my write-up done and get it to the website. All right, and I will tweet it out for you as well. Okay. All right, so I'll save the Todd stuff. It looks like, yeah, for tomorrow. All right, that happens. That happens, and I did notice, here's an FYI, I'll get this off the desk, Sunday, because this will get lost in translation, 3 international races on Sunday. 2 for the turf, Breeders' Cup turf, and 1 for the filly and mare turf, the Gran Premio Pamplona. I love it. That comes at Monterico in Peru. And then you've got the Premio Brasil in Rio at the Hippo Gavea. And then in Japan, you've got the Takarazuka Kinnan. I'm just looking for time. Do we have times? No. All right. For Friday's weekend preview, I will get you the times so you can watch those. I'm sure there'll be some Breeders' Cup missives. And, you know, by the way, I also noticed that did I have it on my desk? I don't think I do. I got the first notice from Breeders' Cup yesterday about registering foals. Take advantage. $400 early registration. Breeders' Cup lifetime eligibility. Make a mental note and get that done. Chris Hyde joins us, and we ended up with this window. Tomorrow, Chris, for those that have been tracking the SAFE Act, give everybody the latest and what it means and where things go from there tomorrow.
Excellent. No, thanks for having me on again. Yeah, no, exciting. They finally announced that we're going to get a subcommittee markup, basically, which means, you know, they held a hearing the last time we talked, and they talked about the bill and had some testify. Now, you know, they're going to bring it up, and they're going to kind of put it before the subcommittee, and they'll, you know, offer amendments if anybody has amendments. At this point, I have not heard of any amendments being offered, except for one by the chair. So if anybody looks and sees they're offering an amendment, what they're offering is an amendment called in the nature of a substitute. There were some technical issues, you know, numbers that didn't line up right when they drafted it. So that's kind of what we've done, is to go back in and clean up those things. And they'll vote on that and then hopefully just pass it right out. And we're not hearing any negativity to the bill, any opposition, at least that I'd heard of late last night. So once we get it out of committee, then, you know, we'll, the committee will discharge it to the full floor of the House of Representatives. And we'll then the next round of pushing comes. So we make sure they get it scheduled for a vote as soon as possible on the House floor, which shouldn't be any problem. I mean, we've got, 217 co-sponsors plus one sponsor. So that gives us the 218 needed to even pass a bill on the House floor. So it's all lining up and looking very good. Support's there, but we certainly need to keep the pressure on. That's why the post I did this morning, it's, you know, we need to keep those calls flooding into Congress, because, what has helped get us to this point is that we haven't let up. We've kept the pressure. We've kept pushing. We've kept meetings, to get them to hold the hearing. So we're one step closer to getting this thing on the House floor and a vote, and then off to the Senate, where the struggle starts again.
Well, and that's the one, obviously, that we're going to have to really swing into action. I mean, I think everybody's been more or less treading water and you know, kind of knowing that these early, missives and elements were going to then, give way to what will be the really important work and the biggest opportunity to date to get this thing done.
Absolutely. The Senate's always been the problem. We've passed the House before. We've done this before. And strong bipartisan support. We kind of get it over there. And that's the way the nature of Congress is set up. The House of Representatives tends to move a lot of bills. They tend to, move things very quickly. They have less obstacles in their way to move bills. The Senate was designed to be just the opposite. It's, where we have thousands of bills that are introduced in the House. I think we're into, almost 9,000 bills so far this year in the House of Representatives. And that's very different in the Senate. The Senate was meant to be kind of where everything stops and brews and slows down and people think about it. But we can't let that happen with this. This is not a new issue. It's got huge support. So we need to, you're right. Once we get it out of the House, then that's the real fight, is the Senate, because we haven't had a hearing in the Senate. We haven't really had anything in the Senate for some years now. So that's where the real push will begin. But we use this, this House success as momentum. It's a great sign. We've done it. We've got a few months left in the year to get this thing done. And, we need to keep this momentum building. It's been great.
Well, we will keep everybody advised. You can watch. And I did notice that based on the press release that you sent me, the hearing start, the markup session starts at 10:30 and it's second on the docket. How long does a markup generally, when do you think from a 10:30 start with one in front of it, do you think it gets discussed?
If they go that order, I would say probably within a half hour, because, they'll need to get up and they all do their kind of opening statements, at least the chair and the ranking, lining up, discussing the bills. But this is more of a formality type thing. They, you know, they don't have hearing witnesses or anything. They just kind of, their staff lawyer or their senior staff kind of sits in front of them and will answer questions about the bill and all that. So they try to do these fairly quick. You know, I don't think they wouldn't get to this point if these were really controversial bills. So hopefully there won't be much debate. We'll just have some, you know, a few people speak in favor. If anybody wants to speak in opposition, I don't know. Nobody really did at the hearing. Too, there was a letter of opposition from Native Americans, but ironically, they were talking about the previous bill. They didn't even update their letter to talk about the current bill, where we were talking about food safety. This is, you know, a little bit different than that. So, you know, we submitted a letter from Native Americans as well from across the United States, strongly supporting a ban on horse slaughter. So hopefully we've addressed that issue, and it'll all go very smooth and very quick. And then, you know, it could go to the floor. You know, they take a little time to process it, and then it'll get to the floor probably within about a week. And then, you know, we just need to push to get them to have a hearing or a vote on the House floor, which could happen in the next couple of weeks. So,
all right.
No time to let up.
No, exactly. And we'll be gone from basically the 27th to we come back on July 7th. But keep me posted, and I'll you know, do whatever I have to do on my end, and we'll do some tweeting if anything happens during that interim.
Excellent. I appreciate it. Yeah, you can visit returntofreedom.org for any of the latest kind of links. We still want people to contact members because this is far from over. It's good news, but far from over. So I'll keep you informed, and I appreciate you spreading the word.
Not at all. Chris Hyde, everybody. Animal lobbyists to follow on Twitter and returntofreedom.org. Follow them as well on Twitter. I'm going to pull up, send you out into the race day, and the race day continues unabated. It's a big, big day with Churchill flowing along and plenty more. Thanks to Chris just now, Seth Merrow, Deshaun Parker, Eric Hamelbeck, Papo earlier, and Eric Hallstrom, Indiana. Good luck today, everybody. I'll have the Canterbury Pick 5 action up on the website probably in about an hour, and I'll talk to you in the morning at the races.
Hold on the apple. The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Who are you betting on? How about an app created specifically for horse racing? Naira Bets. We specialize in thundering hooves, fist pumping, and boosting your bankroll with robust weekly promotions and offer betting tips from actual horse racing experts. Bet all day and night, nationwide. Get the action and thrill of horse racing with Naira Bets. $200 deposit match with promo Steve200. Visit NairaBets.com for details.
The Ponds family's Country Life and Maryland Farms are the place for breeding and racing in the Mid-Atlantic. Country Life is nationally recognized for making stallions and currently stands the Mid-Atlantic's leading first and second crop sires, Divining Rod by Tappan and Mosler by Warfront, as well as Frisian Fire. Maryland's 5/8 mile training track completes the full service facilities from the folding barn to the racetrack. Join the excitement of racing with Country Life Farm, where our partnerships can take you from beginning to winning.
Want to get your career in horse racing off to a fast start? Well, the University of Arizona's Racetrack Industry Program is your winning ticket. The Racetrack Industry Program has served as a springboard to some of the industry's most successful individuals, with a proven track record of job placement right out of college. If you want to earn a degree in the exciting horse racing industry, the Racetrack Industry Program can put you in the winner's circle.
Visit ua-rtip.org today.
Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry?